listen, I still have 2 more miles to go.
I don't know what that means.
In my car. Still have 2 miles.
Well, before you run out of gas?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you do that to yourself? When was the last time you actually ran out at a bad place?
I have run out of gas 2 times in my life.
Really?
That's it, yeah.
You love to gamble.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that.
It's sort of like the used by this date.
Sure.
I think they padded it a little.
Oh, they definitely padded.
Yeah, just to make
more
sure.
More and more so these days, yeah.
If you're eating something that is past its due date by 2 days, you're probably fine.
Right. But you're a little nervous about it. You're thinking you might run out of gas. There's nothing right around here.
No, not really.
Okay. I'm half tank.
Everybody that I talk to, though, is more like you. Yeah. Like, I'm weird.
Which
that
is
way.
Weird because I'm usually never like people in stuff I do. Like,
that's true.
Nothing.
You're not in the majority ever.
But I hate to run out of gas, so I had half tank. That to me is empty.
Half tank?
Yeah.
I've been doing this all weekend. Though. So Friday, I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to get some gas sometime. And then Saturday, went to the Kings game, and I had 70 miles left. And I was like, that's like 16, 17. miles each way. I'm good.
I love it. This is more though, isn't it? Like clearly it's the same amount. But at a pop, it's not $150 to fill up your tank.
Oh, it is. It's the most. Yeah.
Mine is cheaper that way.
Yeah.
I pretend like it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper that way, but you do twice as much.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you want dumb about it. Also, it's not.
How dare you, sir?
It isn't really a choice where I go, yes. This is great.
Right.
It's more of a...
I just don't want to...
I'm a little late.
Right.
Can I make it to work? Sure. I can make... I still got 3 miles, two, 3 miles left.
Ladies and gentlemen, technically we start at 3 p.m. exactly, but I think you've been here at 3 p.m. exactly 7 times in the last couple of years.
That's given me a lot of credit.
A minute and a half before we went on. And I appreciate that. I like that kind of living.
I don't know why.
There's something about me that I can't be. That I have to be
on
time.
It doesn't bug me that much. It's like I look at the gas gauge and I go, all right, 3 miles. And I look at work and I go 1 mile. And I go,
done. Good.
So good. I don't even need to check again.
Well, the fact that you don't run out is quite a testament to that bizarre
it's strange. It's
thing
not,
you put yourself through.
I'm not proud of it.
Although well, be proud
it may
of it.
Sound like I am.
No, if you're not, be.
I'm not like all the time. I just think I have to stop doing this. It's bad for the car.
It's a very easy life we live here in 2023 in these United States. So to whatever gets you to the edge and makes it a little edgier, man, embrace it.
But that's not. That doesn't.
You can run out of gas on the freeway. That'd be cool,
that
man.
Doesn't get me to the
Everybody's
edge,
going
though.
Around.
I still have 2 miles. I'm not at the edge yet. That'll be tonight when I'm 4 miles from home.
And you're stuck in traffic. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me 5. Stop.
Stop it. Stop. And then tomorrow we're going to do go, 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 go.
So song titles will stop in
them. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. You called in sick today.
Man, I was tempted.
This is the biggest day.
It is.
That people call in sick, and that there's a huge push for this to be a holiday.
National holiday.
Because of the Super Bowl, and nobody wants to come to work the next day, blah, blah,
That's
blah.
Exactly what Heidi and Frank did. I mean, they were smart. They actually did. We should
sick,
have.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch the damn game, and I should have called in sick with a Super Bowl Sunday blues or whatever.
No,
hangover.
You don't have to give it a name. You just call in and go, I don't know, man. I'm just not. And everybody goes, okay, you keep your distance.
I was really tempted. I was very tempted today.
That would have been hilarious. So we're going to take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour. No names, no businesses.
Right.
But I want to know that you called in sick and that you're not sick.
And that you got away with
what
it.
What was the excuse?
Did you get away with it? Yeah.
I don't know that they know if they got away with it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They won't know till tomorrow.
But
yeah, what was your excuse? We can all use a good excuse. Yeah.
A man arrested for cutting off man buns.
Ooh, and I have a flip side part
that.
Of that. On the flip side of that. And I didn't know that was physically possible.
I
they
don't
always say
know
you
that
lose your ass.
I don't know that it's
I was wondering how that would work.
1000% true? But I hope so.
I know this other story about the flip side is true.
Which is
it's something Scott sent you.
Oh,
our pal
see that.
Scott.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, check your text.
Okay,
and
I will.
It's the other side was removed.
The front?
Yeah.
What?
And in a weird way. So we'll talk about that in
That's
the 5
great.
O'clock hour. Yeah.
Plus, the best 2 Super Bowl commercials, the ones that affected me personally.
Right.
One was the rock stars.
Do you need
Did
a,
you see that one?
No.
It was Ozzy, and it was Paul Stanley, and it was Billy Idol. Yeah,
wow.
A bunch of people like that.
Wow. Do you need a hanky?
I find it hilarious because I have no idea what that was an ad for.
Ah! isn't that? I
it
love that.
It was a great commercial.
There are so many things I can name that used to be in the commercials, but what the product was?
No idea.
No clue.
So we'll talk about that coming up this hour. Perfect. And Anti-Valentine's Day. There are more promotions that are Anti-Valentine's Day, which Sluggo appreciates.
I 100% appreciate
that. Is coming
that.
Up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
This Ohio animal shelter will write your ex's name in a litter box for Valentine's Day. These anti-Valentine's Day promotions seem to be catching steam.
You know what's really weird is in the late 80s, early 90s, I would, around this time of the year, always do anti-love dedications and, you know, like have people call in and go, I hate you, and play songs. And people, the management of the radio stations would freak out.
Right.
Why are you doing that? Nobody does that. It's terrible. And I'm like, here we are in 2023.
Why are we doing it? Because nobody does it.
Exactly. Well, right. That as well.
You know what's funny, though, too, is that, if I might speak on your behalf, soft, loving human being. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Right?
But
if you're going to have me on Valentine's Day, I'm going to do hate songs. That's me. You should know that.
It sort of is. Right. Yeah, I'm not positive why. So I knew you would like this. It's an animal shelter, and they will let you for $5... write your name, your ex's name, in the kitty litter. And then they'll, like, send you a 5-minute video of it or something.
Of the cats using the said box.
I'm not positive that the cat's peeing is part of it.
I hope so. I hope. There's their name. There's some poop.
I mean, it's possible. They said they have gotten 45 people. To nominate That's somebody's awesome. Name for
I
$5.
I love the
bucks.
Future, man. I'm at home.
You are. You really are.
Now it's about to
Everybody's going to catch up with you at some point. The shelter currently has around 22 cats available for adoption.
Oh, kitties.
And if they wanted to really move animals, they should change to dogs. If that's their goal.
How dare you, sir.
You can also name a cockroach after your ex at a San Antonio Zoo. We mentioned this one. That.
Now, why do they got so many cockroaches was my question.
I don't know.
You can name them.
But in this particular case, you can name one after your ex and then watch it be fed to the animal.
That is a good way to raise some money.
It is, right?
A beautiful thing, yes.
Anti-love.
Yes.
We hate love.
We love to hate love.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I got to tell you that, what are you showing me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the Super Bowl commercial yesterday that I loved.
You've
not seen it.
No, and I just watched it. It was bloody amazing.
Isn't it great?
Bloody hilarious.
Yes.
Brilliant. I don't know what the company's for, though.
Is it? Same. Is it Paul Stanley?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Paul Stanley.
Yep.
It's Ozzy. It's Joan Jett. Yep. It's a bunch of superstars.
Yeah. True rock stars.
And they're the comedy of the commercial is when you're at work and you're talking between salespeople, don't say you're a rock star.
Hey, man, you're a rock star. Right. You brought in that account. You landed it. You're a rock star.
Because you're really not a rock star.
No.
And it's these rock stars calling you.
Thought of that before.
Isn't
never.
That great? Right.
It's brilliant.
And Ozzy's in it twice and he's funny both times.
Yes.
But listen to this.
Get ready! Hey, corporate types, would you stop calling each other rock stars?
Here's Paul Stanley. Started off, he's actually on stage.
You're a rock star.
You are a rock star.
Rock stars, please.
You know what it takes to be a rock star?
I trashed hotel rooms in 43 countries.
Billy, I was on the road since I was 16.
I've done my share of bad things.
Ozzy.
Also, your share of bad things.
I love Ozzy, man. He's the best.
We know that using Workday for finance and HR makes you great at your job.
That don't make you a rock star.
Oh, Ted in finance. You're a rock star.
Now, suddenly they put Ted in finance in his business suit on stage, and the whole crowd's screaming for him, and he's lost. Lost. I thought he was a rock star.
Hey, Liz in HR, can you do this?
Unless you work with an actual rock star.
You are a rock star.
Thank you.
Who's the new guy?
Who's the new guy?
And then
it's Ozzy saying...
Turns around, and he's all dressed up in a proper business suit.
Hi, I'm Oswald.
I'm Oswald.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Oswald.
Give it up for Pam. Pam, you are a rock star.
Paul Stanley breaks in.
I wasn't going to say it.
He closes the door.
Brilliant. I mean, that was really...
That was pretty
solid
good.
As hell commercial.
And there was another one that I think got everybody the way it got me.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm watching Super Bowl with my daughter.
Right.
And I have the remote.
Right. Right.
As it should be.
Right, of course.
Because I'm like Luke Skywalker. I'm like Luke Skywalker with the remote.
Yeah. You can get those commercials out of there quick.
But it starts, they come back from commercial, and you see the actual announcers that are the announcers of that game.
Yeah.
And they're starting to announce, and then it looks like somebody's sitting on the remote because it changes and goes to one of the apps.
Oh, and you start yelling at your daughter?
Yeah, what are you doing? I said, I'm not doing anything.
You thought she'd grabbed it or something?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Anybody that watched it, I would guess that was their reaction.
That was what they were trying. That's what they're going for.
Like, I was looking around like, am I sitting on it? What's happening?
Wow. So it worked.
It worked really well, yeah. But my butt would have chosen better than Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Were you betting, by the way, on the game?
Yeah, there were some small.
Oh, yeah, like small. A little small.
There were small. I did lose $5.
Oh, no. Yeah. On what? What'd you lose on?
how long? I can't remember which exact ones, but it was taken with glee.
Really?
Yes, it was not sportsmanlike.
Really?
Right?
Wow.
And I've done a poor job of parenting.
I mean, you're hurting at this point, and that's unbelievable. Dude, Irvine Meadows. How many shows do you think, how many bands do you think you saw at Irvine Meadows?
I can't tell you bands.
Back in the day.
I can tell you shows.
Yeah. I mean, countless, really. Yeah. It's down there so often.
I mean, 50?
Right? And now to think that maybe, like the stage, like where all those amazing artists were, is now someone's backyard. Pieces of it are in people's backyards, their kitchen.
Yeah.
Like where all those artists were standing and
that's
performing.
A bummer.
It's so weird. So I don't know if you've heard they're talking about putting a new 14,000-seat live music venue in the Great Park in O.C.
I have not.
And if people are on board with it, if you live in O.C., then they're inviting you to stop by Irvine City Council tomorrow on Valentine's Day because you're not going to be getting flowers or candy for anybody. Between 1:30 and 2, show up at Irvine City Council tomorrow between 1:30 and 2 if you're excited about this new 14,000-seat live music venue in O.C. in the Great Park.
Criminal caught after cutting off 37 man buns in one day.
37?
Claims, quote, he was doing the Lord's work.
You know what? Before we go any further with this story, I think we should invite our friend Rick, Jed's imaginary producer, to tune out because he's got one of those.
He does have one of those, yeah.
And I've been tempted for years.
Many years I thought about cutting it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you ever really come truly close? Did you ever bring in a pair of scissors to work?
No.
No? But
no, because it's kind of assaultish. It seems like
it is a bit of assault. What happened to this fellow who caught off 37 of
them? This story's out of Los Angeles. Craig Ledbetter, 33, has been placed into custody after reports came in all over downtown Los Angeles that a man had been seen running up to other men and cutting off their man buns. For those of you who don't know, that's the bun on top of a man's head.
Really, it's a pigtail, a giant long pigtail, but they wrap it up and put it on top of their head, and it was a thing.
And it shouldn't happen.
No. It shouldn't.
Dozens of men filled the police station to press charges.
What? Now, when you cut one off, one has to wonder, doesn't it all kind of go flying in the air? I mean, what happens to it? It must make quite the mess.
I don't know, but it did. Blech. It seemed like it was a little too good to be true. Some guy running around downtown cutting off man buns? What? Like, really? So I did some research, and I looked around, and the story was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I found the website that originally posted it.
Yeah.
And it's completely made up.
There's no truth to it all.
100% made up.
Not a single gentleman went into the police department and said, this morning I had a beautiful man bun. It took me seven years to grow it.
Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
So we're looking into the future is
exactly.
What we're saying.
This is, we're not saying this needs to happen. Slego and I are bad examples. We're going to take calls from you if you did the right thing and stayed home from work today.
Oh, you should have stayed home. We're very disappointed if you didn't.
This is the biggest day that people fake call in sick.
Oh, really?
Because it's after the Super Bowl.
Here in these United States.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
And they really, really, really have tried to make it a holiday.
Yeah.
And it just has fallen short
of
time.
Heidi and Frank are actually, they actually didn't come in today. They're like, we are.
But they planned
protesting.
It ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bosses were very upset, apparently.
I'm sure.
Anybody, when you were a kid, like as a teenager, my friend's parents, a couple of times, I had a few of them say, you're a bad influence.
Really?
Yeah. So
you were
I've been
a bad
living
influence?
That all my life.
Wow, great. How many times would you say a school year, you called in sick when you weren't sick?
Oh, my God. I really, by the end, before I stopped going, was out at least one day a week.
One day a week?
Yeah. I just
congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
and
pretty
then
great.
As a in junior high and I used to fake being sick.
Right.
Until finally my dad didn't care, and my mom's like, I'm just tired of dealing with you. You don't want to go? Don't go.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was woo!
Yeah, the answer is always stomach issues.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because nobody wants any details.
That is what I was going to call in sick with today, by the way. I was going to be like, I got a stomach issue. You can stake out my toilet if you don't believe me. Come on over.
That's ugly.
But there wasn't anything going on.
So you called in sick today. We don't need names or places of business.
But, you know, what other excuses did you use? I mean, you know, just for FYI, stomach issues are the best because nobody ever questions
Because them. Nobody wants further information. They're like, oh, you've already told me too much.
Don't come in and pollute our toilet, our communal toilet.
And all our area.
Yeah.
But this is the day when a lot of people call in sick because yesterday is Super Bowl. A lot of people are saying, you know what, maybe we should do Super Bowl on Saturday. Why don't we do Super Bowl on Saturday?
Why don't they?
I don't know for sure why not. I think TV viewership is the most on Sunday.
On Sunday definitely
but,
is.
But
because people are out doing stuff. But, I mean, they would stay home for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't think Super Bowl has to do anything because they have 120 million people watching it or something like that. So they don't care. But a lot of people then the next day have hungover.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, my God.
Too much food. Maybe you are having stomach issues because, you know, everybody overeats.
Don't tell us that because we won't believe you. But also, we won't ask for details.
Nope.
So 818-955-KLOS. You called in sick today and you're not sick.
Yeah. And what excuse did you use?
818-955-KLOS. The day after the Super Bowl, everyone calls in sick.
Yep.
Did you?
No. Robert. I called in dead.
You called in dead. All right. Burr, burr.
So I'm sorry. I can't come in. No, I'm dead.
Did they know before this morning that you weren't coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
All the shots of Jaeger and all that.
Sure.
I wasn't going to work.
I got you.
Like, my boss is really cool, though. So when I called him, I said, I'm calling in dead. He goes, I got you. See you tomorrow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's nice that you work for a boss like that.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Yes, it was. Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. He's a faker. He's a faker.
Yes, of course.
But his boss is on board. I love his
boss. How many times do we fake? Let's be honest.
It's nonstop. 818-955-KLOS.
You called in sick to work today, but you weren't sick. Should we do some people are dumb?
Yeah, let's. People are dumb. Hey, baby. When you're a dumb. Who is this singer? Kevin and Slugger. Nice.
They ought to know. Yeah. A Brazilian lawyer tragically died after his gun was discharged by an MRI machine's magnetic field at the hospital. The freak accident occurred on January 16th while the gun-loving lawyer, apparently he was on social media talking about how great guns are.
Sure.
Named Leandro Matthias Novaes, was taking his mother to get scanned. This is where it gets a little weird.
Okay.
At a hospital in Sao Paulo.
Uh-huh.
Staff reportedly asked a pair to remove all metal objects before entering the MRI room, which they always do.
Have to do, right? But he's like, nah, my gun ain't leaving my side.
It's protocol at hospitals due to the device's powerful magnetic field.
Yeah.
However, he decided to go in without telling him that he had a gun. Disaster struck after the machine, and this is where it's weird because it sounded earlier like his mom was getting.
Yeah.
This is where it sounds weird. Disaster struck after the machine yanked the weapon from his waistband, causing it to go off and striking the lawyer in the stomach.
Pew, bam! Well, I guess if she's in the machine, she's probably, you know, surrounded by the machine.
So right.
So they turn it on, and then all of a sudden...
So is he close enough that it pulls his gun out?
That's what it sounds like.
And pulls the trigger?
I could see it hitting the...
I wonder if his mom did it.
Oh, mom!
I wonder if mom hated him.
I don't know anything about it.
I hate this guy. I hate him. No, bring it in. It's fine. It's an MRI machine. You're good.
No, dear, it's fine.
Don't worry about it.
You rotten bastard that I've always hated. Bring it in.
He was in the hospital for a month and then died. Good work.
Damn.
Mom, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Give Me Five is coming up in a few minutes. The theme is stop.
Stop. Stop it.
Stop is the theme.
And then go is tomorrow.
Right. But they don't need
some sort of damn
they just
kindergarten.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now. Give me five.
Why do you guys always have to be singing over the song? They sing it professionally.
Give me five.
Uh-huh.
Five songs in a row with a theme every day, and the theme today is stop.
Stop. Do not go. Do not collect $200.
The word is stop.
STOP. If you got one, a song title is Stop in it. 818 955. 855 KLOS or hit us up on Twitter. We're at Kevin and Slugga, which Kevin refuses to tell you. That one kind of confusing because it's stop, but he keeps saying go as well.
Yeah, so. True. So maybe we can play that tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we should do that.
Brian in San Pedro always sends 5 requests, and that was one of them. That was number 1, stop Jane's addiction.
Good suggestion, sir. Hello, KLOS.
Oh, hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing Give Me 5. The theme is stop.
How about some Queen? Don't Stop Me Now.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing great. Thanks for doing Give Me 5, and the theme is stop.
Yeah, how about Stop Dragging my Heart Around?
You know, I always sang it as Stop Dragging My Dead Lifeless Body or My Liver Around, but...
It's Give Me 5. The theme is stop. We have time for a couple of more calls, but we have to pick one of the two
right
to be our last song.
All right.
KLOS, hello.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Hey,
it's our Give Me 5. The theme is stop.
I'm thinking of Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
That's a great idea. We just played that.
No, we didn't.
That's what we're playing right now.
No, we're not.
What?
No, that was Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. Don't Stop Dragging My Heart Around, or Do Stop It.
Oh.
Close enough.
What?
Dude, I'm so confused. Drunk, man.
I'm so confused.
Oh, you came in really high today, dude.
So confused.
That's awesome. Uplifting stories of courage and excitement for the entire family to enjoy. That's what we have here,
yes.
Right?
In this story, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama gas station worker makes gruesome discovery in the parking lot.
All right, I'll bite. What did
he
find?
A gas station employee discovered a severed human penis in the parking lot.
Oh, no, no, no. That's not where you leave that.
They were trying to figure out where that came from.
Detachable penis.
And it turned out the deceased was a guy who was riding a motorcycle, lost control, and fell off.
Oh, no.
He was drunk.
Oh, no.
And multiple vehicles hit him.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But that was... So they found his penis in a gas station.
Dude found it out.
He was on a freeway.
You know, this sounds
How did it get from the freeway?
Thank you.
To the gas station.
This sounds like a case for Poker Face, man. This sounds like she'd roll into town and be like, here's a penis laying on the ground. This seems a little odd. I'm going to go talk to people and see if they're lying.
It says the appendage located at the gas station was not related to a murder or assault. The police said one vehicle remained at the scene and officers are searching for the drivers of the other vehicles. At some point, a truck pulled up to get gas, and they have security video.
Oh, no.
of the truck that was getting gas, and the guy's penis was on the truck, and it just fell off into the parking lot.
Oh, man.
So that happened.
You know, the guy who sent us this story we were talking about earlier today, uh-huh. Scott,
yeah.
He told me, he goes, you know, I sent, you know, those stories I sent, well, I got a really dark one for you today. He was not kidding.
Nope.
Usually you leave those things in the medicine cabinet.
Sure, but it was found in the parking lot. So, good times.
Hey, did you lose eyes? Whose eyes are these? Sir, you don't have any eyes in your face. Are these yours? Do you want these eyes?
I love it when you respond to lyrics.
You're the only one.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's another anti-Valentine's promotion.
Yes.
A pet rescue is allowing you to put your ex's name in the cat litter tomorrow.
I love it.
We'll send you a picture of that.
I am
a man
on board.
Was arrested for cutting off 37 man buns. God, we wanted that story to be true.
I hate it when that doesn't happen.
It wasn't true.
Lop off the man buns.
Yep. And you called in sick because of the Super Bowl. One guy called and said his boss went along with it and said, no problem.
Yeah, he called in dead and he's like, I knew you would.
See
Have
you
a
tomorrow.
Good day. Yeah, that's a boss, man. Right
no
on.
Kidding.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
This is an important distinction.
Okay.
We're giving away tickets to Knott's Berry Farm Penis Celebration.
Oh, yes, right. Okay.
Now, a lot of people are mistaking the word peanuts.
Yeah. I've had a couple people ask me about
maybe
that.
Maybe we say it a little lazy.
You think?
And it comes off as penis. It's not a penis celebration. It's a peanuts celebration.
I've celebrated my peanuts.
Well, and we have a family 4-pack to Knott's Berry Farm to join the peanuts gang. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and more for Knott's Peanut Celebration, which is going on now through February 26th. You can get more info and tickets and deals at Knott's.com.
If you're injured in an accident.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy?
You are caller 13.
Yes.
That means you get a family 4-pack to Knott's Berry Farm.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations. You have three other family members?
I actually have two girls and the old lady, so it looks like the whole fam's going.
Boom!
Look
there
at
you
that.
Go.
The old lady loves being called the old lady, too.
I do.
Doesn't listen.
Well, congratulations. You're taking the entire family to Knott's Berry Farm in the peanut celebration. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So you know how you always see, like, billboards going, this weekend only out at Yamava. It's Santana playing live.
And yeah, like, and you go, I'd like to see that.
I would love to go, yeah. And I just never get around to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because you don't have tickets. We have some tickets. Santana is playing. I love Santana.
That dude is something.
So freaking cool. Yep. You can get tickets right now at Yamava.com if you're 21 or older. Or... give us a call right now. Be caller 13. We'll send you 818-955-KLOA. Who's this?
This is Rich.
Rich, you're going. You're caller 13.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm so pumped. I can't believe I won. This is awesome. This is great, man.
It's a great way to kick off your week.
Hey, this is my birthday month, too. When's the concert?
Nice.
Hold on. Guys don't have a birthday month. That's only allowed for girls. Am I right?
Hey, man.
Is it your week?
This is December 24th.
Nope. That's take it back.
I think you're just saying that it's coming up this month, right? Not that it's your entire
month. There you go.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you out on that one, bro.
Wow.
I'm going to go see Santana.
Yeah. Boy. This Friday, you're going out to Yamava Theater to see Santana.
This Friday.
Yep.
It's going to be great, man. I'm excited. Man, this is awesome.
This day in rock in 1970 was a Friday the 13th, the day that Black Sabbath released their self-titled debut. You like that song Miracles by Jefferson Starship? It was recorded on this day in rock in 1975.